Mike does a good job. You know, I was with Mike back in Carolina, and then again in Denver in 2013. And Mike will do a good job preparing his squad. He's got a good team.
You've gone up against Phillip Rivers quite a bit over the last year. What is it about him that makes him so difficult to defend?
Well, I think he has a great command of the offense. He's very competitive. You know, he's accurate. He's got a lot of weapons that he uses, and very much in control of the offense. And you know, at the line, no huddle most of the day, kind of directing things, trying to get them in a good play, stay away from bad plays, that type of thing. So, and he's operating very well right now. I mean, top of the league. You know, 500 yards of passing last week in Green Bay against a good defense. So, we've definitely got our work cut out for us.
Look at the other side of the ball. Mike Nolan's the defensive coordinator there. It's a top 10 pass defense, but not so great against the run. What makes them good against the pass and not so good against the run?
Well, they bring a lot of different looks, maybe a misfit here or there makes those run numbers not look so good. But it's a good defense. You know, they're very good on third down, getting off the field, and we feel like. That's definitely an area we've got to make sure that we're, staying ahead of the chains and not getting ourselves in third and forevers.
Seems like the last few years have been really good at taking the ball away from offenses as well. And I know the past few weeks, turnovers has been a big key for you.
Yeah, we're sitting right here after five games at even. We want to have an advantage in the turnover ratio. You know, teams that are plus one are like 30 and 12. And so obviously it's one of the key statistics when it comes to winning and losing. And so you want to win, you got to take care of the football.
You guys have some depth on the defensive line, but what does losing Justin Cutts this year, what does that give to you guys and leadership and all that production?
Yeah, he's a good player, great veteran leadership. You know, we will miss him on the field, but he's going to remain a leader. I mean, he's a captain. He's going to remain a part of this program, and do everything he can. He'll still be a captain. He'll still be a guy that is involved in everything we're doing. Just not able to play on Sundays.
Coach, what was the message to the players upon returning from the bye week?
Good job taking care of business and getting back here on time, ready to work.
Amari's numbers have dropped in the second half, last couple of games. Is that a big deal to you at all, or something you looked at, or the coaching staff?
Well, you have a little chance to reflect when you get into the bye. Look at the first five games in this case, we want to make sure that we're keeping our key people involved, and so we're not going to do anything crazy. I think the Reed just took it away from them on a few occasions, but certainly there are opportunities to make sure a guy stays involved, and we'll look to make sure that happens.
You look back those first 5 weeks, are there things that surprise you, or is it mostly reinforced what you already thought?
Pretty much reinforced what I thought, yeah. Games are close in the league. We won the first two, we dropped the last two, and, all four were real close. So, it just shows you the preparation, the way we're fighting, the way we're growing. That's a good thing, and, right now it's all about going down to San Diego and finding a way to get a division win.
Moving Carey to safety, is that going to be better than you thought it was going to go? Has he had a chance to become an elite guy at safety, or is that his future home, you think, or is that still kind of a flux?
Well, what level of player he becomes, whether he becomes a special player or not, that's up to him and the work he puts in and the productivity he has during his career. So he's a good young player. He's played both corner and safety, and he's done a good job for us.
As a home or one or the other, or you have no preference at this point where you might focus on?
No, I wouldn't get too caught up in doing anything but playing good football.
Do you think Walt Powell's going to give for you?
I'll give him an opportunity to come in and see how he is as a returner. That's really the main reason he was brought in. And, we'll give him a chance to compete throughout the week and determine the role as we go.
That's all set? Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.